We'll just get started with the obvious thing that Stavis failed at this week. Stavis attempted to do 10 days of streaming games, and it ended up becoming movies, and then it ended up becoming nothing.
First off, it became games, then it became nothing, then it became movies. And first off, I'm going to stream tomorrow, which will be yesterday when you guys are probably listening to this. Just a little bit lazy, but I started, it was Saturday I started these 10 days streaming. Actually, it was Friday I started. At first, I wanted a cool intro song, and I did make an intro video. Flipit saw that.
And it was horrid.
But YouTube kind of disagreed, and Livestream also disagreed with that.
And I disagreed, because it was horrible.
But your opinion didn't matter in the equation, so no intro. And then no one suggested any games, and I couldn't come up with any ideas.
No, that's not true. I suggested Superman 64, and you said no for no particularly good reason.
And I suggested Morrowind multiple times.
Morrowind, I did
Last time, Inferno, we cannot run Morrowind with live stream running. It's not stable.
I probably could if I could even get it to run it to begin with, but it wasn't agreeing with my computer at all.
Oh, well, I can't believe that, because I've run Morrowind on, 10-year-old laptops without any problems.
You can run Morrowind just fine. It's just that the thing about live stream, and this is good for anyone who wants to do live stream, is that in order for it to stream in a stable manner, it has to be at 320 by 240, and you have to play at 320 by 240.
Maybe for you, but I've been able to get some crazy game streaming. I streamed Mass Effect 2 when it came out.
Was that through a tuner card, or was it through the PC?
Through the PC.
What?
Yep.
MLG hacks.
I believe it was,
what was the frame rate?
640 by 480, and it was very decent frame rate.
I think 480, I think, isn't quite... Yeah, 480 is basically just double what we usually stream it at, but for anyone who wants to stream, Procaster, it's pretty much the one good program, or it's the best, but it's still horridly unstable. So you just have to hope to Christ that it doesn't crash.
I never had any problems with Procaster.
Procaster.
It's Procrasturbator.
Right. Well. Yeah,
I used to stream, I was teaching Sonic how to import BSPs from 3DS Max into Unreal, and that's what I used.
Oh. I'm gonna screen cap everything.
Second can of Coke.
Go for it. Chug, 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 chug.
I'm not cutting that.
I'm gonna to a third can before the show's done.
Stavis tried to do that. I think it was pretty much just me and Llama Juice the whole time. Inferno showed up once or twice, and then I think Ultima came in towards
Ultima.
The end.
Yesterday, who came in yesterday? A few people. You guys missed Star Wars Christmas special for those who did not come to the stream Friday.
Yeah. Star Wars Christmas special was important to you people, for Carrie Fisher.
I kind of feared for my safety of watching that, so I just decided not to.
That's not so bad. Stir.
Yeah, God.
Okay, I just switched.
Move
to
over, Rachel Ray. You got four-armed cross-dresser.
Wasn't it five at one point? I forget.
No, it only got to four. And the fourth hand did some strange things.
I think It's not even that. It's just the fact that the main characters are Wookiees and that they never translate it. You're basically listening to for like an hour and a half.
It's the fact that they pretty much ruined Wookiees. It's they're like the average family in this thing.
Like, and you know, it's like, you know, it was done by a completely, you know, like a third party, because it was like, what? Like, the grandfather's name was Itchy? And then, like, I don't even, like, the intro is just like that horrid, you guys know that picture, like, of that huge storm that's, like, in the distance, and it says, I like where this thread is going? That's basically the intro to the special. And Bod likes breathing into his microphone.
Apparently. Something.
Hey, have you seen the Star Wars special, dude?
I've seen clips, and I've kind of decided to not.
No. Ah, dude. Everybody who's cool seen the special all at once.
Yeah, that was not enjoyable, seeing it beginning to end.
You guys are just wusses. I've seen it like 5 times now.
I kind of wish I could have streamed the entire review of the first Star Wars prequel. But then a bat came into my house.
Oh, yeah. Dude, bat. I feel like humiliating you on this show. Dude, he was messaging me at like 3 or 4 a.m. going, oh god, there's a bat in the house. No, you got it out. Quit. Like, apparently it charged him and... I have the log. It's the funniest thing. He's like actually freaking out about a bat.
It was 3 a.m.
I even told him it's not even Australian. It's not like you live where Bod does, where the bat could probably rape you.
Well, I wasn't really afraid of the bat more than I was the needles I would have to get if the thing bit me.
I don't think bats bite people.
Yeah, they do, and they actually spread rabies.
What are bats like in Australia, Bod?
Hey?
The bats in Australia spread AIDS and have rabies.
They protect species. Why, I don't know why, but fucking they pick the best parts in town, like along the riverfront and shit, and then they just go in there and there's fucking like 3 or 4 million. In our tiny little town, and then just at night, the entire sky turns black, man. It's just fucking fruit bats. Stinkiest, smelliest cunts in the world. Protected species, man, eh?
You know what?
Really protected. It's not like, you know, you shouldn't really kill these things. It's like, if you kill these things, you know, we're gonna chuck you in fucking prison and shit, eh? It's like, pretty hardcore, man, because everyone hates them so much that they just want to fucking exterminate them, eh? Their shit.
I reckon
they're really, really good for the native trees and stuff, spreading the seeds and the pollen and stuff like that. But all they do, man, is just fuck up all the farmers' crops.
So pretty much the bats in Australia are like giant bees.
Yeah, basically. But the cool thing is if you run under them when they're flying low overhead and start screaming, they think the ground's rushing up to meet them and they start flying all over the shop.
Yeah,
oh, man.
You know how they see with fucking sound and shit. When they fly over the top of you pretty low, you just start screaming your head off, and they fucking. I did that to one of them one day, and he flew into a fucking power pole.
Yeah, I've always asked myself, why would Britain send their convicts to a country and just leave them there to make their own country? But then I've heard of what's in Australia, and that's pretty much a death sentence.
Have you seen Britain, though? It's fucking good weather 3 out of 4 days. Oh, well, 3 days in a year. The rest of the time, it's fucking raining and shitty. And over here, we're surrounded by great beaches and great weather. And then they went back fucking home. I think they're insane, to be honest.
Great features, great weather, and killer animals.
That's it. What more could you want?
Well, are you excited to come to America?
Yeah,
this is our next thing, actually.
I've been pretty keen to go there for ages. I was actually going to go there at the end of last year, I think. And I started saving up a bit to it, and then I said, hang on a minute, I'll be only 20 when I'm over there. Fuck that. I want to be able to go at least get one drink or something somewhere. After I've been, you know, drinking for the last five, six years to go over to America and have fucking troubles just trying to get my fix. I was like, fuck that, man. So I held off, and hopefully I've saved up a bit more money, and I should be able to do a massive road trip everywhere, basically.
Sweet.
The idea is to do West Coast, East Coast, North and South, and maybe pop into Canada.
Oh, yeah, just like it's... put another sign on someone's lawn.
Yeah. Maybe. Yes. I'm going to have a fucking whole truck full of signs, man. I'm going to see a few houses on the way through.
Oh, that'll be a joy. But yeah, he's like, how long's the thread been up? Because I know people have been just like begging you to visit them. It's been awesome.
Oh, for, I don't know, a week or two. But I need to get some big maps and stuff. But no, I'm going to be doing it. So yeah, it should be early next year sometime. Will be when I'm over. Oh, that's going to be fucking winter. Oh, America. But no, I should be over there. But, no, there's a couple of places that I really want to check out. I want to go to Dallas for one thing. I don't know why. I've just seen some pictures of Dallas, and I'm like, that looks pretty fucking cool. So anyone that lives in Dallas, put your hand up, and I'll come over and sleep on your couch.
How about you come here in February?
No.
Wisconsin, no. February.
Wisconsin in February is basically the ice age in a contained chamber.
Oh, I love living up here. What?
Wisconsin death trip, Static X.
Oh, God, it is. I wish I could move somewhere else. I mean, people in Alaska probably fear the cold of Wisconsin.
Nah, dude, they have Sarah Palin. They'd be willing to trade.
I mean, I think... Siberia probably feels warmer than Wisconsin.
Nah, dude. Just come down to Florida where all the cool people are, because half the place wants us to go to Full Sail anyway, so, go ahead.
It was very mild here in last winter, and then it was cold everywhere else. It was a strange reverse winter thing. I don't know.
Whereabouts is Wisconsin? Is it near Washington?
No.
No?
It's not near anything.
It's in between Minnesota and Michigan.
Yep.
It's by the Great Lakes. Over the top
middle of America?
It's the north line of states in the middle of that. Actually, it's under Michigan, kind of, if you're debating. It's under a lake that separates America from Canada.
Oh, one of the Great Lakes. Yeah, cool. I want to see them.
We touch two of the Great Lakes.
Mad sick. Go over and check that out.
Yeah, I don't know, there's only one person I know other than me that lives near D.C., I think that's Huero, and I haven't seen him in months, but yeah, if I'm in Maryland, you know, D.C. area, I'll just try and see if I can get an Australian on the couch nearby, because I'm actually right between Baltimore and D.C., I don't know if you'd want to go to Baltimore unless you're in the mood for thrills, but...
In the mood for extreme action and fun, but I don't know.
Extreme action, fun, and lots of guns. Because every rumor for you American folk in the room, every bad rumor you hear about Baltimore is actually softened. It's much worse than you think.
Yeah. But nothing. But just think, like, this is what I'm saying to Rob. I could be able to help him. Go out and go, hey, I'm Australian. How you going? By the way, this is Rob. He's just over there and he's all alone. We want to go talk to him. And they're like, what? I'm sorry, I was too busy listening to your accent. And I'm like, no problem, mate. Get it all the time.
Yep.
Come over here and have a sit with me, darling.
Oh, bod. It's going to be one of those horrid road trip to get laid stories, only it'll actually be worthwhile. And not 90 minutes of torture. But, that'll be fun.
Get organized eventually. But no, I just need to get a fucking big map. Because I'm one of those people that's like, I can't just pull up a Word document and write shit down and go, all right, there we go, it's all planned and organized. I need, like, pins and markers and crayons and shit. So I've already got a pin board. I just need a big-ass map. Now I'll get it laminated and get to the planning.
I have this really great map. It's of all of America, and it has every little city you could possibly want in it.
Like roadmaps and everything?
Yeah.
Only problem is, your map's in America. I'm in Australia, you say? I kind of need it here.
I could look to who makes it, and you could buy it, maybe, but let's see. One second.
No, swim across the water and give it to him personally.
just follow Google Maps and get a kayak.
Oh, God.
Is it kayak or swim? Like, is it random?
No, it's kayak.
Oh, they made it kayak? I thought swim was funnier to me.
I don't even know why it is kayak. Is that like a joke or something?
I think it's just it's their attempt at being random, I think.
Kayak is like a different type of canoe.
Good canoe.
Right.
Oh, get your action.
Canoe sort of thing.
Or rowboat.
It's just a random whatever. It's not like they're pulling out a Squirtle and going surf. It's an actual fucking watercraft.
Okay, let's give you instructions from...
By the time you get to Hawaii, you'll be fucking beefcake. Or you'll probably be dead, more likely.
Yeah.
You'll be fucking tan, that's for sure.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Okay, perfect. I have a directions for you to South Lismore to Eau Claire. Okay, head west on Casino Street toward Ona Street.
What?
Continue on to Bentley Road. Okay, let's get to the good part. Continue on to Yates.
Do you end up in Ballina?
Let's see. New England Highway.
No, you don't.
What are you doing?
I'm on Google Maps. And I'm trying to find South Lismore to, turn left onto... Wow, that's a long highway.
You youngins don't even know the meaning of 14-hour drives.
Kayak.
Shit, mate. I was doing 15-hour drives. I've been to Ayers Rock. When you get... Yeah. You only got to go... 300 k's west of the coastline, and then everything after that is dead straight. Like, it's literally, you can drive for 12 hours and not turn a corner.
Yep, that sounds like me moving between Maryland and Florida, actually.
But the birds out there, man, the wedge-tailed eagles, they are massive. Unbelievably big. The thing is, they keep putting out warnings and stuff for people that are driving out there. Just going, you see these big-ass birds on the road, it's probably a good idea you slow down, because they're that big and that fucking, tough and that it takes them so long to get into the air. A lot of people end up with, fucked-up cars and shit, man, getting pretty big accidents, because they see these birds from, 2Ks away, but they don't bother slowing down, because the bird sees them and starts getting ready to take off. But it just... I'm rambling, but I've done the 15-hour drives, man. It's fucked.
Okay, here we go. Kayak across the Pacific Ocean, entering Japan.
How awesome would that be?
It would be dead.
Kayak across the Pacific Ocean, entering United States Hawaii.
You would definitely make the power thirst guy look like a pussy at that point.
And here we go. Kayak across the Pacific Ocean, entering Washington. About a combined 15,000-kilometer kayak.
Why?
Good luck. Good luck, Bod, on that trip.
Professionals have standards.
Professionals have standards, right?
Anyway. Just put Mum on the phone.
Put Mum on the phone.
Where was that highway that old mate was talking about? Had all those crazy fucking features and shit on it.
I don't know.
Some fella did a trip through there not too long ago on the highway and posted a thread with all pictures and shit. But I want to check out that place. That was fucking cool. But is Utah the Mormon state?
What?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
it
yeah,
is.
Utah's the Mormon state. So if you want to burn that place.
You know, like the real fucking like country western sort of fucking look, man? You know, from the old, old fucking Wild Wild West movies and shit, how it was like all the desert and shit, but also those massive big rock sandstone pillars?
But you're asking where those are?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'd have to say maybe Colorado, Idaho.
I don't think it's in Colorado.
Don't go to Idaho. Oh, God.
Nevada? Nevada would probably be a good one. New Mexico would also be a good one.
I'll pull it up.
I've got it. Got me a little magazine here.
Utah. Oh, you got to do it. I forget which comedian did it. I think it might have been an Australian comedian. He was tired of Mormons bugging him on Saturday, so he went to Utah. He went to like the Mormon capital of the world, and then he knocked on their doors and tried to sell atheism to them.
Oh, dude, I would so go for that if I actually had the time. But, no, I'd be willing to fork over a little money to do that.
But nah, it should be.
It'd be worth every penny.
Hey, there are some pretty cool trips and stuff here. Like, there's one trip that will take me. Yeah, it'll take me East Coast, West Coast, South Coast, North Coast. And it takes fucking 64 days to do, man. Eh? It's like 2.5 months. And I was looking at that, but I won't be able to detour anywhere. Like, I won't be able to just, like, fuck off somewhere and go see, you know, Con or something like that if I was in town.
Yeah.
So, I've got to do a fair bit of fucking planning, eh? But, yeah. Where is it? Damn it. Is it somewhere?
What are you looking for?
Have you seen the start of, what's that mountain climber movie? Where they get buried in an avalanche.
I don't remember.
Vertical Limit. Have you seen the start of Vertical Limit?
Was it the one where, there were two people on top of a mountain who need to get rescued and...
Yeah.
And the one guy, yeah, I've seen the beginning of it.
Yeah, well, the beginning of it, they start in that fucking desert, and they've got, and him and the dad and the sister are climbing up those massive big rock faces.
Yeah.
That's the place that I'm talking about.
Rocky Mountain Range.
That's not the Rocky Mountain Range. I'm pretty sure it's, where is it?
That is Colorado. I do think that is Colorado.
Monument Valley. It's in Utah.
Oh, that sucks.
Just in Utah by the looks of it, but yeah.
Sell the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster to Mormons while you're there. Dress up as a pirate and do that.
But yeah, I also want to see fucking Mount St. Helens.
That's in Washington, if I remember right.
Yeah. But do you know what a pyroclastic flow is?
Yes, I do, I do not want to see one up close.
Obviously, that's what I was actually when I saw that 2012 movie and they had a big off fuck off one of them coming out of Yellowstone in that movie. I was just like looking at it, going, "No fucking way!" They're trying to outrun it in this old piece of shit fucking caravan motorhome shit.
Those things.
Meanwhile, those things travel at like 350 k's an hour, eh?
No, they go 600 miles an hour. Yeah, I don't know how many k's an hour.
But yeah, over in Mount St. Helens, the entire forest around it, you can, if you go up there and you have a look, you can see that all the trees are laying down in one direction.
Yep,
from those slopes where they've, you know, close to the peak and stuff, they are. Where the trees got hit, they were actually snapped off at the trunk, man. It didn't uproot them, it snapped them off. And then further along, you go over the hill and shit. And yeah, they're all laying in one direction. And then you come up to ridges, and just on the other side of ridges, you can see where the flow has gone over the top and spared a couple of it's fallen back the other way, and then just annihilated everything else underneath again. Like, yeah, I want to see it, man, eh? Because do you know Thunderfoot off YouTube?
Hmm?
That fella that does Why Do People Laugh at Creationist series. Have you seen him?
I have not.
No.
Oh, he's fucking funny. But anyway, he's got another channel called Beauty in the Universe, and it was just all him going to just cool sites and stuff, sort of all over the shop. And he recently did a massive trip across America, eh? And it's got all these highlights from all these different mountains and volcanoes and fucking lakes and shit all over the shop. And so I can get a fair bit of info from him, actually, and be able to plan out a heap of stuff, because he's basically done it for me. But, yeah, should be good.
Can't wait. Yeah. On the topic of YouTube, actually, that's, like, of all days to do it, they apparently implemented it on April 1st. They had a visual update. Talk about transition. They had a visual update, and it had, like, they basically did a huge overhaul of the site, of everything except for the logo. I have yet to find someone who likes the update, because it's like,
it's de-intuitive
side of it.
It's fucking horrible. First of all, they got rid of stars.
I'm not sure what.
Oh, did they?
Yep.
Apparently.
Now it's a plus. It's like every video is a giant comment. You know how those thumbs up and thumbs downs?
Yeah.
That's how they do it now. They list out the number of thumbs up and thumbs down. So you can't give it like 3 stars. It's either good or bad.
So all of Llama Juice's videos don't make sense anymore.
Nope.
Great.
Fantastic. So they've done a Facebook, basically.
Yeah, essentially. And the thing is, like, that's the other thing. It's like all the other menu options that you used to have, like, they take extra clicks. There's nothing, absolutely nothing, that doesn't take more clicks. Or even it has the same number. It's always more. Like,
I thought it was the April Fools, but then I found out the April Fools was they had a new resolution, which was... just tons of letters.
Yeah.
It's April Fools, but since it's not April Fools, you know what? I would have been okay with this update if they had an option to not take part in the update.
You mean like the channel fuckery that they had in Gmod Idiot Box 8?
Alright, sexy. Change on the internet, that'll be well received.
Well, yeah, I mean... Like, there's it's one thing to, like, bitch about change. It's another thing I'm looking at it right now. I don't see anything that benefits from the change other than the fact that, like, there's less color contrast, but that's not really saying much considering there's only, like, 3 colors and now there's only 2. Not really sure what the benefit of that is.
Yeah, but didn't they remove the site video descriptions?
No, what? Those are under the video, if you look
those
closely.
Are under the video still.
They moved, they were on the right.
Yeah, but now it's under the video. And it.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, like, it's right next to the name and then, like, actual...
That's so annoying. And they added advertisements, too, which is annoying even more.
I haven't run into advertisements.
If a video's got like 1 million views, it has advertisements now.
Oh. Yeah, and I think, something I hate about every single web page. Like, you know how, like, there's no borders around anything, right? And then when you, like, when your mouse is on a certain part, it tries to, like, do that highlight thing and, like, has those buttons that suddenly pop up for each line of whatever. That's what it does for, like, half the stuff that's on a single, any given page. It's annoying.
I found the YouTube forums.
There's forums for YouTube?
There. Yep. What? Where?
Including
what?
A feedback forum.
I don't believe you. Link it.
Link. Right now.
If the comments are a measure of anything...
Oh my god.
Feedback and suggestions.
Okay, I'm interested in this.
Oh God.
Wow, let's there's only like 200 reply. Seems kind of empty.
Apparently, I guess it's because, I mean, it's like a Google support page. It's not really a YouTube forum.
Well, no, anyone can post in there. It's kind of like Yahoo Answers more, though.
Well, that wasn't fast. There's already a massive porn on YouTube question.
What?
Yeah. Yep. Let's see. It's like the 10th one, too.
Really? Oh, here we go.
You probably found it, too. Let's read. Any child doing a search for mini... What? Okay, let's see. Oh, it's actually suggesting that there is, not that, not to suggest it. Okay.
Okay, let's do it. No, I don't want to search the forum. I want to search the site.
Oh my God. Number two rule is children under 13 are prohibited from using YouTube. That totally worked. Wait, nobody under 16 is allowed to use the internet without adult supervision.
What?
That's what? Wrong.
What?
There are 2-year-olds in the internet. There's some like rules they list about. I don't even know.
What rules are you listing?
They were in the thread. Like some person. I already closed the freaking window, but
It's probably just some mom. I don't know. Who cares?
No. It's probably I think it was a YouTube staff guy. I mean, that's like
top contributor.
What?
Yeah.
Like oh, you're right.
YouTube forums. That's gotta be crap.
Oh yeah. I remember. Do you guys remember the YouTube porn raid that happened? Like I think it was last year, actually.
Yeah.
Or basically, they were just like, so we can't actually filter porn, but you know we have enough staff to where we can get every video every now and then. And then someone just asked, so what if there's like a huge flood? Oh wait, let's just upload hundreds and hundreds of hours at a time.
That's
in fact,
wrong.
It's the source of the meme. I am 12, and what is this? They quoted that comment on a major news site. I think I forget. It was such a long time ago, but it's like I'm 12 years old, and what is this? It's one of the poor. It was wonderful.
Oh. We make mockery of childhood.
Fuck your childhood. Rule 34. But, yeah. So, hopefully... there's no hope in fixing that. It's like expecting Zynga to stop making rip-offs of games.
Let's put breaks and stripes on it!
What?
Basically what they're doing, isn't it? Racing stripes on YouTube. Huge mufflers.
Well, where's the racing stripes? There's nothing on... It's officially become, like, the worst defender of the pissing white pixels.
It's more smooth looking, isn't it?
Round. It's not even smooth. It's just, like, box... It's like a white box with occasional text in places that you have to highlight to get borders around. That's
guys.
Not...
Little update, but you a little tangent here, but you remember that whole Valve versus Zynga? Valve is closing the gap by a large margin. They're about 1% away from passing Zynga.
Valve is actually advertising that on there. When I logged in today, it actually pulled up that webpage for me.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, Valve is trying to win, and if they win, we get a freaking Steam sale, I bet.
Well, I think it's because I think they're doing it to spite. I actually read occasionally a couple of the pages of that huge escapist fucking troll nightmare. But there's actually like someone actually ran a search filter on several of sites for that, and literally it's like there's about 30 stickies like on one particular site just advertising the escapist's vote thing. So even though Valve is probably doing in that one login, at least they're not completely whoring it out in the same manner that, you know, like Facebook apparently gets 2 votes, Twitter apparently gets 2 votes. It's not fair.
I mean, it's kind of sad that that they did that thing where you have to log into Facebook to vote. So they're obviously doing some kind of partnership with that.
It's just a traffic scam. That's all it is.
Escapists used to be good because they did zero punctuation, right?
Right, and they still do.
A good show.
That's the only thing really good about Escapist anymore. Zero punctuation.
D-Rez used to be alright, and then I don't know what happened to it. Just fucking disappeared. So D-Rez was a bit hit and miss, though. Sometimes I was just fucking pissing myself up, laughing like Jack Thompson the movie. That was the best. But then next one would be, like, really, really bad, eh?
I remember the documentary of the last few days of the guy who invented Sekrom.
Yeah.
I'm shooting all these gamers, and it's like, I'm not really killing people, because they're gamers. But, yeah, but whatever. So it's just, god damn, the internet sucks now. But, what else do we have on our list of notes? Well, that's actually, like, it for what's crappening.
Anyone else can think of anything else?
We're just going to be a pretty short one today, aren't we?
Oh, no, we get, like, for once, we actually have, like, a lot of stuff we can cover. Not just because there's actually updates on stuff, but because we've kind of, not to say we've been ignoring, but we actually kind of glazed over a lot of stuff, which we're going to address in a minute, but to the stuff we actually should be addressing. The first one, I thought this was going to be settled, like, immediately. I'm surprised it's still up there, but Celentic is pretty much the only guy making TF2 maps right now for God knows whatever reason, and he has some really, really nice models, and he asked a couple weeks ago to if someone could texture it, and apparently that still hasn't been filled, so there's this I don't have the page open. Did anybody know what models he wanted textured in particular, or?
If I remember right, he wanted the battleship frigate thing, whatever it was, textured. I think he might have wanted a payload card textured, and I wouldn't be surprised if he wanted his whole map textured.
Yeah, the two things he has listed, for a Skinner to skin some of my work, namely, it's the payload cart, and he has this Lol Hewig battleship, which actually looks pretty good. Let's see. So yeah, it's just basically a bunch of trolls below that. But yeah, if anyone is willing to texture that, do it. Because come on, I mean, the TF2 map. How hard could it be to texture for that art style? Seriously.
Actually, coincidentally, it is hard because apparently the texture artist for TF2 created the textures completely from their mind. You cannot create a realistic art texture for TF2. You gotta. Right.
Not only that, is that it's got to match the style. It's the style as well, because you know it's not like you can spend all day and make something look like fucking Verdink and, you know, realistic grass or anything like that, because it's just not going to fit in. It's kind of weird. It's pretty cool though.
Yeah.
I suppose it's what sets it apart and what will keep TF2 going for another 10 years, you know? Like, but it would be very, very hard to texture to, because just to get that style right would be just a fucking nightmare, which is why so many people just use the standard default shit, isn't it?
I guess, but it seems when I was looking through some of the TF2 files for a mod that I was in, that I'm starting with, it seems like Hoodoo, I think, actually has, like, unique models and stuff. From what I can tell, looking at Cell's model now, it looks like he has, the model actually fits in pretty well. So I don't know if modeling to that style is any easier than texturing it. I'm not really an artist. Inferno's more of a modeler, so he might be able to let me in on that.
Well, with the whole thing is that we have 20 modelers and one texturer.
Yeah. Only Dane wasn't quite so crazy.
No, I don't really care. That's a characteristic of Dane. His work is so brilliant, that it just collapses within his mind. Oh, every good artist is insane. It just makes sense.
Well, that's what I told him. I told him that ages and ages and ages ago. Because you gotta be insane basically to make it. I don't know if he took that to heart or not.
But. So I mean, that's the first thing I kind of wanted to address. And, well, how about that? It's the end of TF2. We're going to move on to the big chunk of stuff.
The Assassins. Hmm? Assassin's Creed 2. Crack is coming along nicely, apparently.
Oh, got it
underway anyway.
The more I think about it, the more I realize that I really should have put that in the notes. I tried to avoid it because it's technically piracy discussion. It's anti-DRM. So that's a good thing to point out is that actually Pyong has been updating us since last night. Actually, the crack's been there forever, but they finally found a way to emulate the server. And what they have to do, unfortunately, because the way they actually did it quite cleverly is. During specific parts of the sequence or specific items you obtain, you know, like the 100% completion stuff, it actually contacts the server for a certain data, and then that's how the that's why the constant connection is required, because it requires certain information from the server in order to just keep the game going or avoid it from crashing. I'm not sure why they couldn't bother to give us a complete game in the first place, but right now I think it's Skid Row is basically. There's a team of people just literally playing the game from start to finish, every single possibility, and they're writing, you know, the server info, like, I guess they're packet sniffing, into, you know, a database file, and they're just going to use the database to emulate the server. Pirates win.
Again, you fucking idiots, maybe you'll wake up next time.
and the thing is that Assassin's Creed 2... is so open that it's only taking such a long time because there's so many bits. Like, Splinter Cell? How long is Splinter Cell going to take? Like, it's probably going to... Not only do they have practice for it now, but it's much more linear than Assassin's Creed 2.
I got a screenshot of Pyong. It says, Pyong is now playing non-Steam game, Assassin's Creed 2 game.
Yep. we were talking about it. I was like, he said last night, as of this recording, that, you know, we're on Sequence 3... And then when he started up that game, I asked him, like, how far it's on. They were on Sequence 6. So they're doing it at a pretty steady pace. Let me see if he's online now. Let me see if they're still working on it. He's away. But
I wanted to post that screenshot, but I didn't want to get piracy discussion infractions.
it's not even piracy discussion. It's the thing is, he bought it for the PS3, so I mean...
Yeah, he's apparently paid for the game itself. That's kind of how I feel about... Oh, crap. Oh, cool, I have 7 invites on Steam.
What?
Okay, Ultima, S. Davis, Nubinator, and English Mobster all want to be my friend. Okay. Well, except for S. Davis, I'm ignoring him.
You should be getting excuse me while I chew on some Easter eggs. Nom nom.
No, I'm talking to people in the future again. Crap.
Oh.
Stop reading my mind.
I'm back. No.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I just called
Davis.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Exploding coke.
I can hear it, too. I was like, where's that hissing? Oh, no way.
Yeah. Hey, S. Davis.
Crotchets, what?
S. Davis.
S. Davis.
I just, I declined your friend request on Steam, okay?
Why?
Because I don't like you.
God damn.
I don't like you, and I don't like your face.
Ooh.
And I don't like how it's attached to Boba's meat wad.
Yeah, I still need to make that avatar of S. Davis's face on Zoe.
God damn.
What?
God damn. My luck just turned, and I find, like, a 5-leaf cove clover or something.
What?
God damn.
What?
I don't know.
Okay, that was weird. That's definitely these last few minutes are definitely going in as filler at some point.
God, my crotch is wet now.
So what are we talking about next?
Oh, that's gonna be a soundbite. Just letting you know. I'm so wet right now.
Oh shit, Coke.
Oh god, this is great. So yeah, Assassin's Creed 2 is getting cracked, and the server emulation is nearing completion. Way to go, Ubisoft.
Hooray. Piracy never, DRM never wins.
My carpet stained.
Except for, apparently Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver, apparently that's, like, that's actually stumped people. Like, there's still no patch for it.
What do you mean?
They actually put DRM, or not really DRM, they actually put, like, anti-piracy methods into their DS carts, and apparently there's no patch for it yet.
It detects whether or not you're using an emulator or not, and they don't know how people are telling that. I think if you actually somehow pirate it onto a DSi, it works. It's only if you're using an emulator.
I think you use a DSi. Apparently, a DSi cart works. I don't know the specifics. Pyong will probably fill me in on that.
That's really interesting, actually. But I'm pretty sure maybe they're checking the serial key on the handheld, which wouldn't work in an emulator.
Yeah, probably. They probably have. Actually, the emulator probably does have a serial key, but it's probably a specific one.
Yeah, and they just figured that out. Yeah,
kind of like Earthbound. No, that, and I even said that. Like, they should just do. They should just do what Earthbound did, or just like do those hilarious things where they just like delete your save at the end. That's the kind of DRM that they should have. Have them be pranks, not like horrid. Let's find a way to make it as distracting as possible. Let's just do it.
There was this Japanese game recently. It was one of those inappropriate rape like games, but yeah, it specifically there was a pirate copy. They purposely leaked it, and what it does is when you install it, you put in. It asks for information about yourself, very personal information. Then you input it, and it uploads that to a gallery with the screenshot of your desktop at the time.
Are you serious?
To a public gallery. Yeah, let's see if I can find it.
And by the way, I figured out that if I maximize Oblivion, my mic cuts out.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying.
Some games will actually like just hog it up like that.
It must be a Windows 7 thing, because I don't have that problem. I would spend most of the Podacity episodes playing video games.
Yeah, because you're the one that actually plays games, and I have to sit here like an asshole with all these measurements in front of me like this.
Well, now I'm sitting here with Unreal 3 Editor in front of me.
Yeah, get to work on making that less grit. Even though that one guy said that it was fun. Which, well, let's go, well,
yeah,
let's,
remember,
let's go to Unreal. I feel like avoiding Halo. Let's go into Unreal 3. I guess we can kind of transfer to it. The first one, let's just go to an original. I guess, is it technically original? Is it Forlorn? And then you have another one you're working on right now.
Well, okay.
Forlorny.
I'd say Forlorny. It's like macaroni. But it's 80% original, I guess. Yeah, I used the stock assets, and then I borrowed some layout technique stuff. But two maps, there's going to be the duo map pack, because I'm not going to make any more than two for this map pack. It's called Laziness.
Is that really a map pack?
It's a duo map. You know what? We're going to go by a Halo 3 standards where two or three maps cost $12, you know?
Or the Activision standard.
Yeah, 5 max, $20.
Can you sell Unreal Tournament 3 maps? Is it that legal?
No, that's not definitely really. Not legal. Yeah. Unless your name is... They didn't even sell the commercial ones. Like, the one that came with the update were free.
Yeah, I know. Those are free. I'm just wondering...
Nah. It'd have to be like UDK. And even then, there's probably binds to that. But, I actually played the Forlorny version with Inferno.
Forlorny?
It was before he fixed the spelling, which I think is the any file actually say, that it I can't spell for shit still? Just for
yeah,
the
it still says that.
And he also, I mean, it's actually a good map. It's multi It I think a lot of the gameplay is dependent on the fact that it has, you know, like, what, 4 levels technically?
Yeah, it's the there's, you know, on my kind of like my theory on Unreal 3 development is our Unreal 3 game map development is maps use 3 different styles where you have open, linear, and leveled layer areas, and basically it's a combination of the 3 elements that make a good map, which I did Forlorn is more of a like a linear multi-leveled map, and then Abandoned, the second one, is a open multi-level map.
Ah, okay.
And by the way, Abandoned is this, I took Derelict's model from Halo 1 and then I just overlaid it on the Unreal 3 editor and I modeled over it with a high detail brushes and stuff.
I remember that.
It's pretty much the same. It's pretty much Derelict, but looks pretty and it's pretty fun.
What's the... Because there's screen caps of Forlorn-y, but I'm going to keep calling it that. I don't care what you say. But you never told me what art style you used for Daryl. I suggested to him, I don't know if he made it official, but I told him to make it like... Is it called Desolation in the Halo 2 version?
Yeah, but I decided to do it... Because the original Halo 1 one was kind of like outer space and it had those windows and stuff. And I took from that, I made a space station that was sort of like an observatory. And there's tons of like open windows with huge panoramas of the space behind it. And like, you can see Earth.
Like elongation? Maybe not like the color scheme, but like I guess the idea of like...
The idea of having those giant window panes and stuff, yes. It's kind of cool the way you can look out into space and see all the stuff. And there's like... spaghetti monsters flying around up there.
Bonus points for actually getting a spaghetti monster model.
Yeah.
That just reminded me, because that means you... When Inferno said for his Forlorn map that he was trying to make, when he said stock assets, he was trying not to make a pack, but somehow something made him require it, and I got him. If you actually look at the installer data, it actually has pingus.bpk.
That is not a lie. There is pingus.upk when you download this map.
Pingus.
Yep. And that's gonna
so you
get
can
like
th- you can, that. You can thank me for that. So I technically had a part in the development of this map in the fact that it's named Pingus.
Yeah, if you download worstmapever.rer, it's dmforlorn.ini, dmforlorn.ut3, and pingas.upk.
Because
I had to make 2 shaders, and that's why I had to make a new freaking UPK file.
It's worth the pingas.
Yeah, it's that 1 megabyte UPK file. Exactly.
Pingas.
And these maps are a lot smaller than the last few ones, because... Abandoned is 100% stock assets. I didn't have to make any new UPKs for that one.
Oh.
Which I was kind of attempting to do, since I wanted to try and make maps with just their assets, like learn how to build with what I have instead of making my own crap.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, is the ground water in this one, in your second map?
No. When you walk on the ground, it does not splash.
Oh. Dude, yeah, that was the coolest thing of Forlorn. That was probably the best part in Forlorn, because I actually didn't notice it for like a good 5 minutes, even though I'm supposed to be detecting the sound in the place. Like, for some reason, it's like it's obviously a tile texture. It was obviously a material that was designed to be just a ground, and it was water. Like, yeah. It not only did it make the splashing sound, but if you shot it with something that's supposed to splash, it will magically have water shooting out of the ground. It was
awesome.
And
the best thing is, the shader in the UPK is called, like, Tiles, Grout, No Water. And then there's a second version that says Water. So, apparently they both have water, but one of them is supposed to be not water.
Well, there you go.
And there's
Does
so
water
many...
reflect light?
Oh yeah, it totally the gravity of the map totally. I can't even finish that sentence.
Oh god, yeah, we're gonna get in trouble for referring to that too much. I guarantee you, but whatever.
Yeah, it's because remember in Unreal 3, you can actually set gravity volumes, and when you set those gravity volumes, there's a specific setting for changing the refraction of light on water.
wasn't that only in the UDK? Because it's super advanced.
Well, actually, if you play it Unreal 3 a lot, there's maps that have gravity volumes, which I really want to make a map like that sooner or later.
Yeah.
Have some awesome gravity maps. Lol.
Moon jumping.
Yay.
Yeah, isn't that... Wait, is that in UT3? I mean, or...
Yeah.
There were, like, grav lift things?
There's parts in Unreal 3, like, there's a map called Deimos that when you go outside of the map, you're in outer space, and the gravity lowers, like, 0.5%.
Was that the giant space station that...
Yes. That's actually where I got the brush set for Abandon.
Sweet. Yeah, that's actually probably my most played UT3 map. Which isn't saying much.
Yeah, which isn't saying much because nobody plays the game.
Hey.
Well,
I play it with friends, and I play it online occasionally. That's pretty much it.
Just never get it working.
And it was sad today. I was playing Matt in LAN, and he hasn't played in forever, so he was just... Ugh. It was like playing bots almost. It was worse than playing bots. That's how easy it was.
Dude, you know the 36 bots we had in Forlorni was fun.
Yeah, I just halfway through the game, I was just like, you know, this is getting boring, and I put add bots 32.
Yeah, that was great because I actually got second place using the fucking impact hammer because all I had to do was hold it until someone came in front of you.
Yeah, you just stand behind a spawn point and hold down the impact hammer. It's kind of like Call of Duty 4. 30, you have 50 players on shipment. You just stand behind the spawn and knife over.
God,
I thought you just toss nades in that map. Didn't you? You showed me a video. Wasn't it 64 on shipment?
Oh God, that map. Oh yeah, that video was awesome. 64
on Kill House. That was 64 on Kill House. Try that.
That's what I had. It's on my Xfire account. Look it up. Hold on a second.
God, I'm surprised how many 50. Player Kill House servers there were.
Wait, have you guys taken a look at my Xfire profile?
You showed it to me a billion times, like when you put like what, like 1500 watermelons in that one spot in Oblivion.
Yeah, that was awesome. But if you go to my videos tab, I have like 128 videos on Xfire.
Could you link us to it?
Yeah, there you go. It's ridiculous because I've been recording videos on Xfire for like 2 years now and I didn't realize how many I had. Yeah. And I also have like 1,000 screenshots or something because I'm lazy and I just screenshot with Xfire and then link them on a site where I want to post a screenshot. There's just some watermelon pictures.
Yeah. And then I guess we should probably, oh my God, I have an hour and 25 of raw data. Moving on then.
Yeah.
And then I guess to transfer for what Inferno is working on, I don't know if call me retard for not knowing this, but you're actually working on a map. I don't know if it's one of the two that the Plague actually did with Halo that you actually moved to UT.
That's Forlorni.
ST Caverns.
That's Forlorni.
That's Forlorni.
It
looks nothing like the screenshots that Plague had.
Well, it's because I changed the style. I took inspiration from his layout, more or less. I didn't reuse his layout, but I just kind of... The basic elements are all there if I really wanted to draw it up and show you how I kind of changed it a lot.
Yeah, because I remember like seeing like certain platforms and thinking, yeah, for Relearn, he doesn't have this.
Well, it was... I really just looked at his screenshots, and it inspired me to make that map.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know if it was going to be a direct port or... But anyway, Plague has been working on a map. It started as an HTV map, and then it turns out he found the tools were shite, so he moved back to Halo CE, and then someone else... Well, it started with Inferno wanting to port it, and then someone else said he wanted to port it to Halo 2.
And then he started ripping textures from my maps. All he came to me asking for a snow texture, and I was just like, rip it from this map, and I gave him one of the betas. And then I told him to change it to the cold snap one, because it would look better.
Yeah, I remember you saying, like, why are you using my textures? They're shit.
Well, that's the snowtrap ground texture. Why would you use that in a cave?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yes, I mean, I just, I think, like, the number of conversions that one had on a WIP alone, I thought that was freaking hilarious. It's a naturally small map, so, I mean... Someone actually, let's see, it was obviously like multi-level, and then someone actually felt it was necessary to point out that it was going to be a pistol fest. Let me find out who. Let's see. A lot of screen caps.
Is there anything in Halo C that does not turn out to be a pistol fest?
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, that's what it was. It was.
It is a, like, his map is a pistol fest.
It's, yeah. So yeah, Steph like said it was a pistol fest, and then yeah, Inferno's like, that's what you call gameplay in CE.
Yeah, well, it's kind of true.
Which I guess is all right, but
I don't see how that's a bad thing. Oh, the pistol's a great weapon.
So as a transition about pistol fest, Primo just told me that it's okay to say that MPV3 for CMT is in beta right now.
Really?
Yes, I'm allowed to talk about it. He was like I wasn't sure, but yeah, you can get it off Halo Maps. He didn't post it on Modacity because he hates us and our faces. But
wait, the beta is actually public?
Yeah, the only thing is, using my protection script that I'm not much talking about, you cannot play it unless you are on an official CMT server. It'll crash if you try to run your own.
Which version are the official CMT servers on?
You can get it off halomaps.org. I don't remember what thread or something, but it's Delta Ruins with the CMT multiplayer attack set, and it's actually really fun. They fixed the pistol. It's not the most powerful weapon in the game anymore.
Yeah,
which totally breaks Halo's gameplay. God.
Abuse. I feel like he was around and then he just kind of left. I didn't know he hated us so much.
Oh God, you should see some chat logs.
No, but really, which version are these servers on? 1.08, 1.09.
Sorry. 1.09. Which I had installed today. I'm actually update 1.09 now. I don't have any FOV hacks. Installed. Yeah, anyone who has an FOV hack for 1.09, give it to me right now. I cannot play 75. It drives me crazy.
Didn't limited release third
wasn't
person that also did field OV?
Wasn't that 1.08?
Limited?
No, it's 1.08.
I think limited's... Somebody, yeah, like, literally, it was like two lines of code that they changed, apparently, if I remember the OP correctly, but don't hold me to that, because I don't remember facts for shite.
Yeah.
It's the releases.
I don't know where it is, but...
yeah, sky's the limit, 1.09.
To talk about the beta a little bit, the basic weapon set is pretty much the same as Snowgrove, but less pistoling and less teleport camping. But yeah, you get the BRG, which is a little more powerful now. The pistol, which is the silenced little black pistol, and it's a 4-shot kill with no scope. Then you have the AR, which is awesome. The plasma rifle, which is even more awesome, like damage-wise. And then Needler is really good now. The sniper, the Talag sniper is really cool. It's pretty much just a regular sniper, but it's got a little more recoil. Most of the time I would spend... You spawn with pistol and SMG. I spent most of my time with the pistol, but when it really came down to it, I would actually switch to the SMG and use it because it's useful.
Yeah.
Which
I know it's CMT, so this is probably a retard question, but how many is it? Because it sounds like it's a lot of weapon balancing. Is it like what model? Did you guys just use like V2 models and update them, or are you guys like kind of starting over? Or?
Anything that was in the CMT SP V2 beta is in this.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think the couple of things are out of date, but they're working on it. And it's fun. It was definitely, I was enjoying myself a lot during the beta. It was because it's just taking a break from the standard, you know, pistol fest that Halo CE is generally.
Ah, so, well, I mean, that's, I mean, like, I had no, that's just surprising because I thought I was dead. Well, yeah, because I guess the single player version was dead, and then Master's Elite is gone, so I guess
Master's
Ildeus is running the perk.
Yeah, Ildeus is running that. He was actually, he really said, like, he didn't care that Master's left. He was going to continue with the multiplayer thing.
Yeah, so. That's kind of good news, I guess, even though. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's, oh, yay, there's a really nice project going on, that, even though it's not really Modacity related, and it's Halo CE, so this game will not fucking die.
Oh. Yeah, it needs to move to more Unreal 3 stuff.
Not even just Unreal, like, either, I mean, UDK would be more productive.
CryTech Engine, CryEngine 3, ooh, tasty.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, if it's on, if it's consoleized, then maybe I can actually run the frigging thing.
Well, no, actually, from what I'm saying, there is consoleized, but the PC version is just as powerful as it's always been.
I don't know. Procedural destruction might just be worth it. So.
Oh yeah, and the lighting engine is so much more powerful now. I'm just like, it's awesome.
Yeah. Let's see. But what else do we have here? And then I guess one last thing we wanted to point out, I guess this is the last real mod that's really going on. It's Precipice again. We've mentioned it like 3 or 4 times on the podcast, but he's actually, you know, he's still working on it. And I, first of all, Khan made a really nice sky for it. Or I don't know if he made it specifically for that. I think it was just one of his skies that's really, really good looking.
I think that was a specific sky.
And then it actually looks really good. Like, I actually like the lighting and art that he's using.
The only bad thing is it's going to be a Banshee fest.
wasn't it designed with that in mind?
I mean, we all know how Banshees play in CE, right? Fly in a circle and shoot at each other.
And I didn't notice this. I don't know how old it is. Apparently, there's a motion blur plugin, but I think Firescythe's name was on it.
Yeah, it looked cool, but I mean, it just makes it harder to aim in the long run.
Well, yeah, I mean, motion blur for PC games is such a weird thing. I mean, for consoles, it kind of makes sense, but for PC, I figure you're moving your mouse so fast, wouldn't your eyes naturally blur it? I mean, not in the same sense of actually turning, but, like, I figure, like, the one thing I don't understand with motion blur is that the camera's moving. It's not the same natural blur, but I figure you're not going to be able to see as clearly anyway. Isn't that in its own way a blur, only not, you know, with the special effects or whatever. I don't know how to word it.
It's depends on your frame rate, technically.
Well, yeah, if you're like running Polar's machine, then it's probably not gonna like.
It's called motion chop.
Yeah, like I mean, every game that I have that opts out of motion blur, I turn it off because I don't see the point.
Yeah, I turn it off
because like
in
it makes my frame rate worse and it doesn't benefit in any way. Like, Left 4 Dead 2 and Left 4 Dead 1, even, pisses me off is that I can't turn it off, and it definitely cuts my frame rate by, like, 20 in some places.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
Do you know how it works? Because I'm actually curious how he got motion blur working in the game.
Most likely, it's, like, post-processing where it's either, like, Halo 3 where it's ghetto and it just blurs the whole screen, or... Well, actually, technically, it would have to be like that. There's no other way they could do it without recoding stuff. But there's two types of motion blur, where each object itself creates a blur, and then there's where the whole screen blurs. And that's it.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, that and, well, the map itself, I thought it was... Well,
yeah, the map looks great, and I'll play it. But, I mean, this is going to be a Banshee fest. I mean, I know how... It's going to be Death Island.
The lack of yellow isn't going to bother you.
Well, it's... I was just saying that because it looked like the sky was yellow and the ground was blue. But that's just the angle of the camera and stuff. But, I mean, overall, it's going to be Death Island's Banshee fights, but in a more interesting environment.
Especially, I mean, like, even from day one, like, did it not look like from day one that it was going to be, like, with Banshees in mind the whole time?
But no, it needed more long swords.
Oh. I don't know.
Every map is better with cold snap tags. Come on.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. But yeah. So let's see.
It's a pretty map, but I know what it's gonna play like. It looks great, and I'm not hating on it. I know how it's gonna play. I'm pretty sure. I think it would have been better if he had done a smaller map, because I've always thought Halo's gameplay was better in the smaller sense.
Really? I guess I mean, like, to avoid pistols.
It's more like a maps like... Did you play the Vertigo beta I did?
If I did, I wouldn't remember.
Well, it was a map. It was a small map. But the thing is, in small maps, you actually use all of the weapons in the game, and while in Blood Gulch, you use the pistol and the sniper.
Right.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Yes, I mean, I get it. So it's just basically avoiding long-range weapons at all costs, because they're...
No, it's not like that. It's like Damnation. That's a great example. It has those long-range environments where the pistol and the sniper dominate, and then it has smaller places where you actually have to switch to something else.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I don't know. Bungie's weapon balancing is always really funny, because, like, anything with a long range is automatically the best, i.e. the battle rifle.
Not unless you got a point-blank environment, which, you know, eventually
even,
they're going to figure
then,
out.
Even then, like, I remember watching my brother play Halo 3 so much, and they would it could be, like, friggin' the pit, like, where, I guess it's not necessarily, like, close range all the time, but you could be in that little sword room and still kick someone's ass with a battle rifle anyway.
Oh, yeah, because they're trying to please the MLG in every way, so they make the battle rifle overpowered. The end.
Right. And I made that joke in the Halo Reach thread, and I probably shouldn't have, is that, you know, they're kind of in an argument right now about whole, you know, oh, class-based, and it's... To me, it's not class-based. Like, to me, class-based is where, when you pick the sniper rifle, you're going to carry that sniper rifle. If any asshole can pick up any weapon and use it, he's not specified to a class. He's basically a god that magically knows all the weapons in and out. It makes no sense. And like, I mean, like, sure, you can like pick a specific loadout, but you can just pick up someone else's. I mean, like, that's not class based. That's picking a certain set of weapons to start with, rather than racing to them at the beginning, which I guess is kind of a step ahead because it's usually a race to the sniper rifle otherwise. But the funny thing is, and this is where the joke comes in, sorry it took so long, is that, you know, of the four loadouts they're picking, one of them is always objectively going to be the best, and they're just going to pick that one anyway, if the battle rifle is any demonstration of their weapon balancing. So, fuck it.
Yeah,
it's not really
that
big of a deal.
See, here's Halo 3's gameplay: rush the rocket launcher, get the invis, win. And then, or actually, get the invis and camp. Because we all know how effective that is.
Yeah.
I'm invisible and I'm camping and I have a rocket launcher. I can't possibly lose. Because that's one of the things that really sucks in console gaming is the sheer over-competitiveness because of ranking. Like, you'll do anything to win regardless of how cheap or annoying it is.
Yep.
And a good example is Modern Warfare 2 with all those cheap classes you can build and not have any fun and ruin the game for everyone else at the same time.
Yeah, maybe that's why I like TF2 so much, is that even though there's, like, all that really, really fursurous business competition, like, there's no...
Hats!
Unless you, hats isn't really a competition of skill, it's more just a competition of, can I have the Girardi belt, like I'm complaining about, you know, in the background of these shows. But, I mean, people don't get serious about the gameplay itself to where, like, it's breaking, unless it's that stupid Halo thing. That's the only time where hats have actually gotten in the way of gameplay, and that was annoying. But other than that, I mean, it's like there's no ranking for people to get riled up about. Even with individual serves or the point system, half the time nobody pays attention because they're not going to be in that server ever again.
Yeah, and
unless you're bod,
that's why I like Unreal. Like, they balance that game in a way where, regardless of what weapon you have, you always have a chance to win. Even the Enforcer, I've taken people down with just an Enforcer before.
Like you did with me in Forlorny, because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, like multiple times.
I don't play UT3, calm down. And even then, technically I'm an audio engineer.
I was surprised how they balanced the bio gun to be a power weapon in UT3.
Oh god, it is such a good gun. There's only one downside to it. It's always going to be you have to charge up and hit them once, but if they have low health, it's not as effective.
Yeah, and plus it's like, plus the goo is slow as dick. I mean,
actually, if you're
standards,
I got a couple of really good goo shots. Oh god.
Oh god, I love these episodes. Whew. I should probably do one of those Left 4 Dead things. You and Stavis. Oh, I'm so wet. Ah, I'm so good with goo shots. Let's just get this all together. It will be beautiful.
Yeah, I'm gonna put my goo all over you.
Hey, you supplied me another line. Thank you. But yeah. Wow, this is gonna be a long episode for all the wrong reasons. But
goddamn, my pants are stained. What were we talking about?
Oh, no, nothing, Stamus. Don't worry about it.
It's all over the walls.
No, it's not even going to be effective anymore. You're ruining it. But there's a couple things. I mean, that's pretty much all we have for up and coming. For contribution coverage, this is something that, well, I mean, we've kind of been ignoring this. A lot of the artists in the that are listening to this know that we kind of ignore the studio. And Talag has recently called me on that bullshit. And I want to kind of publicly, I guess as public as Podacity, get to address it. Basically, we the hosts here don't know shit about art, and to try and wing it on the studio, something that is like our only good thing of Modacity anymore, I think would be even more offensive than the stupid arguments we have on the rest of the site. So we do want to point out some things. Like, we're gonna kind of praise Control Alt Destroy a minute, and we'll talk about the open source VDoc. Those are the two things that we will address because we kind of know about it, sort of. The other stuff, if the artists, I mean, I've tried pushing out for guest fillers, but that didn't go. But I'm just gonna say here and now, and since I'm gonna try and not cut this, any artists that are willing to make an episode or sub episode about the studio, it's a guaranteed filler. I don't care how many stupid jokes are in it, because I kind of want to apologize to the studio in this manner, and specifically to Talag, who was kind of pissed for all the right reasons. So, now that I'm done with that...
What? Don't have that sort of... Why doesn't he come on and host a show with us?
Well, he's an artist.
The TF2 stuff, and, you know, you guys are looking into the Halo and fucking UT3 and the mapping and all that sort of stuff, but... Like, we are pretty busy as it is, and we still manage to get, like, hour-long podcasts about shit.
Really, we talk about...
He's talking about, and at the moment, that looks like lag. He seems to have all the links and knows what's going on in there and checking out everything, so get him in here to do it.
Yeah,
Talag has been trying to get in, but we just do it too late. Like, right now, like, for anyone wondering right now, it's currently 1:47 in the morning. Like, this is how late we do it.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, Flip is obviously got to be here. S. Davis is... You guys talk about... You talk about news, I talk about mods, and we don't have an artist, really.
We kind of we technically have Erwin, but she has a life compared to the rest of us.
Yeah.
So she can't really do it.
She's a 2D artist, isn't she?
Well, yeah, but I mean... Like, we have, like, Llama Juice's textures would be something that she could probably talk about. Yes, and that's another thing. I'm just going to plug that now.
I can kind of talk about modeling. I'm not a great modeler, but I mean, all I do is environment and scripting and that kind of stuff.
I go get a modeler in here. I got Celentic, I got Llama Juice, I got...
Celentic's never online.
Yeah,
who the hell
like...
is Oasis Games?
That would be Bacon?
E3PO.
One of the Bacons?
Isn't that E3PO?
I don't know.
Well, I got Bacon on here twice, actually. Admiral Bacon? So, I mean, yeah, I think that is Admiral Bacon, but I got...
Kalange.
Is Plang. He logged into AIM twice? Because he's online on both his accounts.
Well, I mean, if that's we got Llama Juice or Talag would be good, because they're both artists in 2D and 3D.
Well, yeah, just have Llama Juice.
Well, I mean, like, if you guys are willing to, if any artists are listening to this, are willing to stay up this late for shows regularly, or if they want to go together and, like, have a studio episode, I'm fully in support of that, and, like, it's pretty much just give me the file and I'll put it up. So, that's kind of our 16-episode-in apology to the studio personally. So now it's your fault. We're shifting the blame now.
I can tell you one thing. I'm not getting to sleep tonight. I just downed my third can of Coke.
Oh, wow, caffeine.
Cocaine.
You see, when you're in college, caffeine is kind of like is the new water. So So, I mean, I don't know what you kids are talking about. With, oh, I'm going to stay up all night because of caffeine.
How about
you
how about
monsters?
Mountains of watermelons or something? I don't know.
I can't find that video on your profile. Where is it?
The screen cap.
It's the screen cap. Yeah. Open that freaking link again. It's funny.
Yeah. But
did you like spawn those or did you
duplicated them? Oh. There's an item duping glitch where you can duplicate up to like 15,000 items before the game crashes.
But,
how long did it take you to do?
It took about, well, I get about 15 frames per second while doing that.
Brilliant.
Kind of sucks though. The Oblivion engine isn't optimized to handle as many items like that, so it doesn't really run too well after a while.
I don't know, but I guess the things that we should be addressing, because those are like the elephants in the room. First of all, CAD. CAD for friggin' ever has been posting, has been like just like it's not even like announced. He just like literally posts something amazing in his thread every now and then. Like the zombie, destructible doors, some of the models and animations he's made. Holy shit.
Z-Team really needs to stop with the whole, like, they have ADD, all of them have ADD, because they make an awesome project, get halfway done, and then quit. remember Sanctuary Public Beta 2? What happened to that? All of that
no
just
idea.
Disappeared. I mean, it was so good, it was good, too. I loved that, it was fun.
I don't know. I guess that's why we didn't address it. And I guess one reason I personally avoided it is because even in this episode, I'm gonna say it is that God, why are you not in Source or UT3? You are amazing at this stuff. You don't crutch yourself with. I mean, like I guess a lot of them are weapons, and it's easier to tag, like you said earlier. But it's like there's some things that are way easier to do in other engines and.
Well,
probably...
to be honest, it learning a new engine. I mean, he already knows tons about Halo. I mean, he knows more than I do, probably knows a lot more than I do about how to do that kind of stuff. Because I'm still baffled by that counter system he did. I mean, it's just like once you know so much about an engine, it took me a while to really push myself out of Halo and actually start learning something else. Because I knew how to do everything in that engine, and that's probably sort of what's going on there.
Oh, but I guess. But I mean. You don't want to be.
It really,
it's like a master.
Really
it's like, to me, it's like being here today and like still working with Doom. As funny as that is, it's kind of like to me. I would imagine it as a crutch. It's like me sticking with Audacity and not moving to Sonar just because I understand Audacity better, which I don't. But
well, to be honest, moving. Game engines are extremely proprietary in some regards, and learning. I think so. I don't remember who saw my first map for Unreal 3, but it was just awful.
I don't know. As far as my horrible memory goes, the timeline indicates the bot pathing problem you had. That's about as first-ish as it gets for me. When I remember your map career in UT3, is that bot?
It started with a picture of me attempting to port Blood Gulch. Hold on, I'll find it.
That Blood Gulch port, did that ever work out, or is it still glitchy as hell?
You released the entire pack of maps.
Someone already made a Blood Gulch one, and it was pretty good, but
I did play your. Map pack, but I never played Blood Gulch. I never found any servers for it.
Eggplant.
Oh crap! My old FTP's down, so all the images are gone.
Well,
this is old. Hold on.
Yeah.
Wow, this is like 4 pages of threads back.
That's what you get.
Yeah. Well, anyways, it was bad. Let's just go ahead and say that it was like I didn't even know how to do it linear interpolation back then.
Better early than late, because I mean
yeah.
You don't want to fall behind with that kind of shit.
Well, as soon as Unreal Engine 4 comes, or yeah, let's just go ahead and say that was a joke. That's not happening.
UDK, which I wish I could understand, but I'm just sitting here with my audio compilers just wondering what all these funny lines of shit are going, even though I should technically be a comp sci student, but no, that's really just kind of for completionist's sake. But, yeah, I mean, CAD continues to just kind of randomly post these things, like, it's so delightfully random. It's like, the thread will be dead for a whole week, and then it'll just be like, hey, I just made this, like, this morning while I was, getting out of bed.
I like the teal. I really like the teal.
Oh, yeah, I'm do you think it's been long enough to where I don't have to cut that?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Unless Talag wants to go on another banning spree.
You might want to go for a spot.
You can go for a ban.
Hey, bot, calm down. No one's trying to kill you. No one's trying to. You're safe.
His bird is attempting to squawk.
You don't need to hyperventilate.
Yeah. The best thing in this thread, though, is probably that a Halo is the assault rifle with the blowtorch. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, the woman that was like duct taped.
I want to see that in game and I want to use it.
Duct tape.
Oh man.
I actually remember the duct tape being specifically detailed, it's actually something I actually recognized even as a nub, that like that was excellent duct tape, sir.
It is, really.
Duct tape.
But I want
everything, even in 3DS or
I just really want to see that in game, because I want to see the effects for it, because he's a really good effects artist.
And you can get iffy on it. Chicks dig particle emitters.
They really do. Quiet.
Oh yeah, you were there for that discussion.
I was.
Chicks dig particle emitters. Chicks dig ambient loops.
Oh, right, yeah, I was.
Because it keeps going and going until you're finished. But, let's see, what do we got? The other thing we have is, I guess, is it... I couldn't tell, like, reading the thread if it was actually complete, but, Korn got a hold of a movie editor, and he decided to make a VDoc, or I don't know how to pronounce that, of the open source...
VDoc,
okay, fine. Of the... Open, I guess, is it a tutorial of what you can do with open source, or... I couldn't tell.
I think it's like a partial tutorial. I didn't watch it. I'm not a programmer. None of us are programmers, so... We can't really say much about it.
It's Visual C++. No one understands it. Might as well make it an assembly, and no one would understand it.
Yeah, I mean... But, I mean, the idea of him... What?
That's the problem with this studio shit right there. We just don't know much about it, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, I guess it's
kind of hard to do an actual, you know, discussion on something that you've got no fucking idea about. It just ends up like the healthcare threads.
Look at it this way. In 2 years, I will have an associate's in programming, and I will know something about open source. So let's wait to talk about it for 2 years.
All
right. Yeah, I think it's. We may as well plug the idea that he's actually experimenting with making tutorials on open source, and I feel he's got a couple suggestions. But I mean, if anybody listening to this is interested in open source and kind of wants to look into it, go support that, because he may be able to help you in more ways than one with the whole open source, because he's basically the founder of anything modern with Halo CE now. Or pretty much anything for that matter. Hasn't he like run the show for like 7 years now? Like all seven?
Didn't he program both yellows for Halo 2 and Halo 1?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Yellow battery? Yellow, yellow.
Well, wasn't he? He did yellow for Halo 2 Xbox, right?
I don't know.
Halo 2 Xbox, because I started there, and I think back then in Halo 2 Xbox, it was pretty much Ironforge, Swamp Fox, and occasionally a couple other people. But,
I can't remember, because there's a yellow for Halo 2 Xbox, but I can't remember if he actually programmed that one or not.
I don't even remember Halo 2 Xbox.
With the guys that were doing it, like, he gave them a lot of pointers and shit like that.
Oh.
They were sort of a team. Like, I don't think he was so much doing it himself, but was there giving those guys a lot of help.
I mean, there was... You know?
Sort
he's done a lot.
You help me and I help you sort of deal. Because I think they both, those groups of people both knew different things about the engine. So they sort of helped each other a little bit.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, that... And then, like... And it still, like, demonstrates, like, his total dominance over, like, pretty much anything Halo. He kind of knows the ropes. So, I mean...
I suppose you get that when you can reverse engineer fucking software. Reverse engineer like, a game. You're gonna sort of understand the shit just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he's got, like, he basically took the entire thing apart and, like, made an essentially an editing kit on its own.
Well, not only that, okay, if you look at it in terms of a car metaphor, he took the car apart, put it back together again, and didn't end up with 3 screws left over.
Yes, I mean, that's... So, yeah, I mean, like, we would have... If we knew anything about it, we would have gone into it earlier, but, the least we can do is... At this point, is advertised that he's starting to make tutorials. Please support it if you want to learn more about his amazing, amazing, amazing work.
Isn't D-Wood and Fireside pretty much the only people using it?
I guess, but I mean, yeah, I guess so. I mean, Fireslice motion blur plugin we mentioned earlier.
I know D-Wood's using it because he's been doing something.
D-Wood.
What does he even do with it?
A lot better,
D-Wood? I see D-Wood a lot. I don't know. I mean, to say D-Wood doesn't contribute is like saying I technically don't contribute anything. It's hard to say what contributing is on Modacity, considering 95% of us, as much as we know about our given subjects, how little we actually produce.
Hey.
Because he has a studio thread, doesn't he?
What does he make besides code? And scripts.
Doesn't he do art?
No, not that I know of.
Like I thought he dipped into art.
Hold on, wait a second. Oh, yeah, he made terrible. Well, okay, I'm not supposed to be mean, but they're not very good. And then, okay, stuff. Concept art for a map that I don't understand. Oh, Banshee map. Okay.
Let's see.
Oh, he makes smileys, and he drew a map up that looks like another Banshee Fest. So, yeah, he codes. That's all I've ever seen him do, and that's actually, you know, good.
Oh, no, that's a lie. He actually has, like, a huge JPEG on OpenSauce, actually.
Oh, where?
It's in a studio thread. It's the last page. The age-old question, what OpenSauce can do for you, by D-Wood. He has three, I guess he broke it down into 3 parts, and, why, hello, oh, wow, that's a lot of writing, and I cannot read, but,
Well, yeah, he's a programmer, that's it.
I don't know, something made me feel like he did art, which I guess smileys counts, but,
Smileys and some...
Credit him for at least, I guess, like, having something to produce. Because, I mean, I have stuff. I theoretically could put stuff on the site, but it's even shittier than some of those stupid text-based Halo ideas threads.
Well, I got cool stuff. I release pretty often, at least.
Yeah, but, do you have time for the last thing? April Fool's Day.
Yeah, right.
So, the last thing we have here, we finally have a comedy gold mine again, but it's only for obvious reasons. April Fool's Day. How hilarious was that?
Yeah, hey, Bod, I think you're pretty gay and banned.
Fuck you, man.
Puppies everywhere, apparently.
Because Canadians aren't even...
I had 3 puppies in the house. It was ridiculous, man. I was literally surrounded by puppies. Nobody believed me, and then Canadians came in and fucked up everything.
Yeah, so basically, I think the rundown was half the sections got merged together. Kion became admin. Ghost got banned. Polar got deleted. Freelancer got deleted. Bod got banned. Inferno, did you get banned?
I got banned. I guess you got infraction point banned. Because remember, I have 14 points still, and he gave me an infraction for wanting to unban Robert Graham.
And I got my first ever infraction from Talag, and I got a neg rep from him about the same thing, I think. And the funny thing is, I actually spammed in that they actually added a section called Greece. I think it was Ancient Greece, basically.
Yeah, hold on. Anyone who missed it, in my SIG, there's a link to a bunch of the really good threads.
But yeah, like I didn't know, like when the section was new, I didn't know what it was, so I just posted like ircdongs.txt into a thread just because, and I got funny thing is I deleted it and then I got infracted for shit posting, and then it found out that like there, if you made a poll and then whatever actually happened in the poll would actually happen, so like I had ban all staff members, and then staff all banned members was another.
That was the best.
And then Freelancer voted to ban himself.
And he got deleted.
Yep.
That was the best part. It was, Kion was like, he came back and posted, "I'm still posting after an IP ban," and then Kion goes, "Account deleted, you lose." and then he, like, 15 seconds later, he posts again, "Freelancer, you there?"
I don't remember. But let's see. Is it like, because like the Podacity section was gone. But
I was wondering this whole time, did a staff member actually make a backup before everyone did all this?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think? So,
they did it the night before, and then the backup just went back. There's definitely no way they would not do a backup on before April Fool's Day. No website would not do that. And second, a funny thing is I still have mod powers for the same task, but I ended up merging Halo 3 and ODST together, and to merge threads and actually have like a way to backtrack for that kind of stuff takes hours upon hours upon hours upon hours upon hours. And to merge it that much without being able to backtrack it would be a nightmare at best. So I mean, it's like it would have, like, what, Tech Talk and Off Topic, like they like On Topic and Off Topic to fragment the back into those sections would take days to fix.
What about my fucking road trip thread got merged with Modern Warfare, and so did like five other threads.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and then like,
so I click on it and go to it, and I'm like, "Well, I'm in the Modern Warfare 2 thread. What the fuck?"
And then the Quick Crit became the Off Topic Post Random Pictures thread. I think I got merged with PFR. I think I forget. Like all these random merges happened.
I think Kion was just screwing with the whole site at that point.
Yeah, I think I wish I had kept an IRC chat log of the day, but I bet someone did. Like, Polar basically, someone asked Polar if he was going to do a backup of the site, like, later tonight, and he's like, "Nah, dude, my account got deleted. It's all over." Kion has admin access. Game over, man. Game over. It was a gorgeous day, and absolutely nothing got accomplished.
Yeah, well, a lot of things got destroyed.
First of all, like, Innergoat and Kion are switched around, and they still have wrong privileges, or as far as the colors go. And on top of that, what else was it? And avatars, people who switch their avatars, like, they're still incorrect, so right now it's like null.
Yeah, S. Davis's Boba's avatar is gone.
So no more Meatwad Stavis. As funny as that was,
I got that joke.
I think it's supposed to be a fat joke. Sorry.
Is it? I just thought it was random. It's funny.
Yeah, you used my avatar and then used his avatar.
What, no Metroid? With headphones? God.
Oh my god. You should totally make your avatar, I forgot his name. Head of Activision.
Kotick? Oh, yeah. you mean like that Kotick letter that I posted a long time ago?
Take his face and paste it on top of your Metroid.
No. And I'm putting Kotick near my shit.
Are you fine? I'll do it and I'll make it my avatar.
I don't need super AIDS all over me.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna make my account look exactly like yours, and then I'm gonna name myself Flibbidijibabidababa.
You think the admins will let you do that?
Yes, I'm pretty sure if I ask I'll ask Kion to do it since he's still an administrator. He'd probably just rename me to something like something bad.
Emoji Pro. Oh, wow, that's real creative. Good punchline.
MLG Pro Millionaire what?
MLG Pro Millionaire weed logo, which was totally unnecessary, but did it to get the stoner crowd going.
Ah, crap. You just made me think of a good way to... I'm not going to do that. It'd be too much work. I was thinking about making a... Because you know my name on Xfire and Steam right now.
Wanksta.
No, the one on Steam. Wait, is my Steam name set? That one?
I was talking about the link that you sent earlier. Let me look, friends. Yeah, it's still MLG Inferno 2 Pro MLG followed by a billion other characters.
It's an inspiration, man. It's an inspiration.
They are an inspiration? No, because they're all high school dropouts.
No, I inspire those Xbox kids to make the most awesome names.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Because you definitely want them to be your following.
Yeah, they already are.
Yeah, that's not the worst fan base in the world.
Yeah, you could have HaloMaps.org as your favorite fan base.
That oh my god, bad. We're at 2 hours and 11 minutes. Son of a bitch.
Have fun editing.
Yep. That's what happens when we take about 6 piss breaks and another half hour's worth of soda grabbing and Stavis making more provocative comments about getting his pants wet. But anyway, thanks for putting up with us for another episode. Studio guys, please take that studio suggestion seriously. We'd love to have it. And we will see you all next episode.